At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
You are looking live at Tim Murray and Super Bowl champion Sean King on VSiN Primetime.
Hour 3 of VSiN Primetime. As we hit the break alongside Sean King, I am Tim Murray. A loose ball situation in the San Diego State-Alabama game. They call Matt Bradley for a loose ball foul, diving for the ball. And instead of having the ball, he gets whistled for a foul, and San Diego State gets teed up, and now it's a 6-point game. Alabama scores.
So far, both underdogs. First half come in.
Yep. Miami leading 40-36 right now as San Diego State promptly misses 2 free throws. That is lovely. This game is not ideal right now as 28-23.
Just glad I took the under. Because, I mean, the under can't miss.
All right, let's bring in our next guest, Chris Andrews, who is feeling better. We're glad you're feeling better, Chris. Thanks for joining us. How you doing?
No, I'm doing fine. I'm doing okay. I'm sitting at my desk here sweating the hoops. That's all. Yeah.
You like that, Chris? It can't miss.
Yeah. I've heard a few of those over the years, Sean. We're not cashing your ticket yet, by the way.
I'm going anti-mush, so I'm trying to reverse mush.
Because he mushes so many people over the years, so he's trying to be the anti-mush.
You know, it's got to be from the heart, though. It's really, you know, you can't jinx it.
Can't fake it.
Got to be from the heart, yeah.
All right, Chris, real quickly, the two games we're watching right now, because I want to get to the games tonight. Action-wise on these two games, San Diego State, Bama, and Houston, Miami. Let's start with Bama, San Diego State. What was the action like, and what side do you ultimately need here in this one?
We actually need Bama in this game, so we need the favorite. Not a big decision, but we definitely need the favorite in this one. Now, the other game, not so much as far as like point spread goes, but ton of money line stuff on Houston. And we got a ton of money line on Bama, too. But, of course, if they cover the number, they're going to win the money line. So right now I'm looking for maybe a Houston upset. If we get a Houston upset, you know, Miami upset, I should say, then that'll help make our day pretty good. You know, right now Miami's playing good ball.
They are.
You know, so we're 4 seconds from the half, and they're up by 4 going to the line. So it looks okay. You know, we got a pretty decent chance here. But we had a lot of teaser and parlay play today, money line parlay. So we'd love to see one of these dogs jump up and win one of these games outright.
We're talking to Chris Andrews, sportsbook director over at the South Point. I tell you what, if you played a drinking game of every terrible three that San Diego State took, you wouldn't be able to make it out of the bar in the next 5 minutes as Alabama takes the 8-point lead. This second half has been an absolute utter debacle. Just an absolute debacle. Horrible. As San Diego State's just getting lit up. All right. Looking at the evening slate here, Chris, Xavier, Texas is the night game. We'll start with Princeton, Creighton, because, you know, Princeton has certainly been the biggest surprise of the tournament, right? They're a 15 seed here in the Sweet 16. Upset Arizona and then upset Missouri. This line, 10 across the board. I've heard a lot of people say they like the dog here. Are you getting much action on Creighton, at least on the spread? I imagine some money line parlays, but on the spread.
Yeah, we're getting a lot. But, you know, both ways, I would say. They laid me 10. I went to 10.5 very briefly. They gobbled up the plus 10.5. I mean, it didn't take more than 2-3 minutes. You know, they took back the 10.5. But we're writing a ton of business, really, on both games. But I thought the Creighton-Princeton game, I wasn't sure they were going to write a lot of business on it. I think Creighton's really looked good. Princeton, you know, Princeton's not getting much of a buzz. You know, I thought that, you know, you got an Ivy League team coming, you know, essentially from nowhere. And I never thought they could win the Ivy League. And here they are, and they're getting 10 from a, you know, a very solid Creighton team. But a lot of two-way action on this one. So a lot of opinions, a lot of guys putting up their money, which is exactly what we like to see here in the sports book.
Well, you guys can afford to have a night off, Chris. I know you're still basking in all your winnings from Tennessee beating Duke.
That helped. I can't lie to you. That wasn't bad, yeah.
What are the splits in the Texas-Xavier game? We've had multiple guests on tonight, and a lot of them like the dog in this situation.
You know, let me look here. You know, right now, that's another game. We were at 4.5 and then 4. So not a whole lot of movement, but, you know, sure have had a ton of money. I got to tell you, we're having a ton of money on both games, and without too much movement, like I said, between 4 and 4.5 on the Texas game, 10, 10.5 on the Creighton game. So not a whole lot of movement number-wise, but a ton of action. And, again, that's really what bookmakers love to see. So at this point in time, I can't even tell you who we're going to need in either one of those games, but I will say that we're going to need an upset somewhere along the line. If Princeton could upset Xavier straight up, that'd be a nice little win for us. That'd be pretty good.
Chat once again with Chris Andrews from the South Point Sportsbook. Chris, just looking back real quickly at last night, we had two games here in town with UConn crushing Arkansas and then the Wild game with Gonzaga and UCLA. How did you guys fare? What was the action like? First time, I think, ever that we've had, NCAA tournament games here in town?
Oh, yeah, first time ever for tournament games. We've had a lot of conference tournaments, but it's first time for that. Well, my friend, we lost all four games, so how's that tell you how we did? So not all that. So
I'll be honest, I'm a bit surprised that you guys lost. I would have thought Florida Atlantic would not have been a loser for you guys.
No, we took a pretty good whack on them. You know, it's funny, Tim. You know, every year we set up the future book early on, and I always have a field because I can't list 300 some teams. You know, so I'm watching and I'm always checking who's in the field, who did I miss? You know, mm-hmm. And then it was about 6 weeks ago I started. What is Florida Atlantic team's pretty good. I better keep an eye on them. So you know, we kept the field price, you know, relatively low, mostly because of them. But I'll tell you what, they're pretty legit. I got to tell you, that's a good team. But, yeah, we took a pretty big whack on them, and, you know, that was an okay game. But, you know, between the Kansas State-Michigan State game, which I thought was one of the best games I've seen in years, I mean, nobody was ahead. But I know the final was by 5, but I don't think it was more than 5 either way the whole game. And then, of course, the UCLA game, UCLA is up 13 at one point, and then Gonzaga goes up 10. And then all of a sudden, you know, it goes down to the wire at the last minute. You know, I mean, it was really just, a great, great night of basketball. I wish we could have wound up on the winning end of it. But, you know, that's the way it goes. We'll live to fight another day, of course.
Yeah, great game by 30-year-old Drew Timmy last night.
Yeah, all right.
He's got a different matchup tomorrow, though. Have you got any heavy early action on what I presume will be a really good game in UConn versus Gonzaga tomorrow?
Yeah, right now, a little bit more on UConn. We actually ran at 1.5 for a little while, and we're up to 2 with that game. And then I would say the same thing with Kansas State. We had that one 1.5 for a while, and we're up to 2. So right now, a lot of action on Kansas State, a little bit on UConn that has moved us up. So we're 2 on both of them. And, you know, listen, I talked to some guys. I thought about going to the game tomorrow night because I think it's going to be a classic. But, you know, Taylor Swift's in town the same night?
Yep.
I'm not fighting that traffic.
She's there tonight too, Chris.
I'm just going to go home and watch a game.
You're not going to the concert tonight? Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not. No.
We're talking to Chris Andrews, sportsbook director over at the South Point. Florida Atlantic and Kansas State. So you said the action was on FAU last night. Kansas State plays a remarkable game. Marquise Noel, just tremendous. Yeah. Right now I see you guys have 2, mostly 2s. I see 1.5 out there, total of 144.5. So what's some of the early action been like on this one? And I guess before we jump into that, Chris, the majority of the action for tomorrow's games, do you anticipate that to come tomorrow, or will you see a decent amount right now?
Oh, no. It'll come tomorrow. I mean, we got some decent play right now, but we'll get most of that tomorrow during the day. You know, so we'll see what happens. But I think it's going to be a real good day as far as betting-wise. You know, Saturdays always bring out a big crowd. And we got a major event here at the South Point, which seems like I could probably say that every weekend. You know, so we got a lot of stuff going on. The hotel's sold out. So we'll definitely do a lot of business tomorrow.
What would you think, or how do you feel like the bettors will bet FAU and Kansas State?
Boy, you know, that's a tough one. I mean, you know, like I said, I've had my eye on this FAU team really for probably about a month and a half, and they have not disappointed. They looked really well. Kansas State, I think, just a tremendously well-coached team. I think they were picked last in the Big 12, if I remember correctly. And they've just been tough and getting better and better all season. So I don't know. I mean, I really don't have an opinion on either game. I think I opened both games 1.5. So that might indicate that perhaps I favor the dogs a little bit, but just a shade. You know, I'm usually a dog player anyway. So, you know, I wouldn't take that to the bank, certainly. I think 2 is good numbers here. But, you know, UConn, I think really, I don't know. I mean, they look like they might be the best team right now. They're playing fantastic ball. But Gonzaga always brings a lot of people to town. They've been playing great basketball for 30 years, it seems like. So, you know, and even like Drew Timmy's whole career. So what's that, about 30 years, Sean?
and think about this, Chris. He has another year of eligibility. Like, if he wants to come back, he can. Yes.
No way.
He can.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah,
Are you serious?
The COVID year, Chris, he could come back. I he did
oh
say
–
he said he's done, but he could come back.
He's going to be a professor by the time he stopped playing.
He's going to get
– You know, I thought I saw him in line with me at the Social Security office. Maybe that was him. I don't know.
Hey, Chris, we appreciate it as always. We're glad you're feeling much better.
I feel great. Thanks a lot. Great talking to you guys. See you later.
I actually thought he was going to miss that layup.
That's
how bad San Diego State has been playing.
Hey, we're only down 4.
Only down 4.
Only down 4. Okay, 48-44. Miami's up at the half. It's VSiN Primetime.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help,
Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
It's time to download Nevada's premier sports betting app, BetMGM Sports. BetMGM has all your favorite wagering options along with in-game betting, boosted odds specials, and much more. Download the BetMGM app today and stop by any MGM casino on the Strip with your state-issued ID to start placing sports bets from anywhere in Nevada. Whatever your sport, whatever your betting style, you're going to love BetMGM's state-of-the-art technology and fan-friendly specials every day of the week. Visit BetMGM for terms and conditions. Must be 21 or older and physically located in Nevada. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Alongside Sean King, I am Tim Murray. It is VSiN Prime Time. They call a foul on that play?
No.
All right.
It's just San Diego State ball.
All right. Mark Sears just got a hand to the face on a loose ball. I don't know if he's bleeding, but he's down in some pain there.
San Diego State may be the worst offensive team I've seen.
Look, I said
like, there's not one time that they shoot Tim and you feel like it's going in. Like, you're surprised when the ball – like, Matt Bradley is supposed to be their best player. He's been awful tonight.
San Diego State. Enter today, 71st in the country in offensive efficiency.
Bradley is 0 points, Tim. 0-7 from the field, 0-2 from three. He's got one rebound.
He's pulling a Tucker DeVries.
He's got three fouls, though.
So. Yeah, there you go. Well, I mean, he had one of the most egregious. I don't know what was going on. A loose ball, he dives for it. He gets his face slammed into the ground, and they called him for a foul. And then Brian Dutcher, the head coach, gets teed up. So instead of getting the ball back on a loose ball, they get a foul called, technical, and Alabama scores on that possession. So a four-point play.
And normally I'd be like, take Bradley out of the game, but take. Unless they get in the penalty and they can get some free throws down the stretch, man, I don't know how they get to 60.
So Miami is up at the half, 42-36. Stanford Steve was in here, and
he liked Miami.
He liked Miami.
He his evaluation was spot on. They have shot makers.
They are hitting their shots. That is for sure. 6 of 14 from three are the Hurricanes. Poplar 0 for 3, but Nigel Pack 4 threes, has 14 points. Isaiah Wong has a three. He has 12 points. Norchad Omir 8 rebounds in the game, and there we go, San Diego State. Whoever that guy is, just keep letting him shoot. It's 48-47, Alabama with the one-point lead, but San Diego State a nice 8-0 run to respond to Alabama coming out of the gates and really taking it to them right out of the gates, or out of the second half gates, excuse me. So
that's an offensive foul, too.
All right, good block.
That should have been a foul on the screen.
So back to Miami-Houston real quickly. So this game, Alabama and San Diego State closed second half. Alabama -7, which was for the full game, -2. Second half line in this one, Sean, Houston -7.5, so full game -1.5. From what you saw, would you look to back the Houston Cougars here in this particular spot?
I don't think Houston can play any worse than they played in the first half. I thought the shot selection was terrible. Their attention to detail was bad, Tim. They gave up at least 8 points on not getting back on defense. Miami securing the rebound, outlet passing. You know, the point guard is supposed to get back, make sure that you don't get easy buckets. Like, they just weren't locked in.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got a little overconfident based on what they did in the second half versus Auburn, and they didn't play with their normal intensity or their normal basketball IQ. So the halftime, the second half number is what?
7.5. So it would mean full game Houston minus 1.5.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that.
So,
I know one thing. They took 18 three-pointers in the first half.
Yeah.
They're on pace to shoot 36.
So for Miami, this is a team that came into, by the way, already in the bonus is San Diego State.
This might save us.
Nope. That's a bad free. Tie game, by the way. 48-all. 48-all, 9 minutes to go. We are both on Aztecs, and Sean has the – I actually took a little on the under as well. Sean has the under.
Yeah, the under's Gucci, unless we go to overtime.
Can you stop saying that, please? Oh, Lord. What was that pass? What was that pass? A three, but I'm like, he jumps in the air, which is the worst thing you could do, and he cross-court pass.
Never in doubt.
51-48, San Diego State on a quite the run here. 12-0 run for the Aztecs. Just keep it within the number, baby. Brandon Miller. Long rebound. Man, here we go. Is that saved?
Slow it down, San Diego State. Slow it down.
You sound like Bill Walton.
Jeez, slow it down. Man, like they go to speeding it up like they're really good on offense. And then all they do is go shoot a brick, Tim.
Ooh, there you go. He's in the circle.
No, that's a charge.
Do they call a charge?
Yeah, it's dumb.
Come on,
I mean, all they need is some shoulder pads and helmets, man. This is just like the Super Bowl. This will be the Chiefs versus the Eagles.
Man. God, you know, I tell you, if a charge was not this motion, there would be less charges called.
Okay, so this is what I don't get. Why? Why do that? Why? There's no need to do that.
51-48, 8 minutes to go in the game. San Diego State just got a steal and called for a charge. It is, look, the style of play right now is exactly what we wanted for this game.
So we got the score we got.
So, a nice run here. Would have liked that to be a, come on, this is pretty cool too, right? You know, the block, you know? Block is just as cool as a charge, ref.
Especially when you get the hip motion with it.
Yeah, you get the and then you just give the and one. Come on. So it's just as cool. All right, so back to Miami and Houston. Second half, we saw Houston take over against Auburn. Now, Miami's a much better team, in my opinion, than Auburn. I'm looking at Miami, what they've done this year from three, because they're right around 50% in this game. They're a good three-point shooting team. I mean, they're 37% on the season as a three-point shooting team, Miami is. So, is 6 of 14 sustainable? It could be. I mean, here's the thing, though. Houston, Sean, they're known as a defensive team. They're fourth in the country in defensive efficiency, second in the country in three-point defense, and Miami is lighting them up. So,
Houston didn't play like Houston in the first half.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, look at the score.
Yeah, they were undisciplined. It wasn't your typical Houston game. But again, Miami's not afraid of them. So Miami's going to keep punching. They're going to keep doing what they do. Houston's going to have to beat Miami. I'd rather have Houston plus the 8 than I'd rather have Miami plus the 8 than Houston minus the 8 right now, though.
Oh, for sure. I mean, absolutely. I mean,
no matter what happens.
6-point lead here.
But Houston was down 10 versus Auburn the game before.
Still to come tonight, no real line movement. We were just talking to Chris, it's so interesting because they're
by the way, both dogs were up at the half.
They were. We didn't check on it. Money line on Miami first half was even juicier. So San Diego State money line first half was around plus 190.
Mm-hmm.
Miami first half money line plus 200, 215 here at Circa. So it's always interesting to hear from Chris and the differing opinions because he said, you know, they would love for a dog to win outright, which I'm sure makes sense, right, to blow up some money line parlays. However, you know, we've talked to Derek so many times, and when people come to town, they want to take the dogs. I mean, they want that plus money pop. You think about Fairleigh Dickinson, right? You come to town, Sean, you're not racing to lay a big number. You're like 20-1 on the money line. Now, we're not getting 20-1. No one's getting 20-1 on the money line, but, you know, people are going to look to take the dogs. I think people will be on Princeton. And I think I'll say this. This crowd, my guess, very pro-Princeton. That would be my guess.
Yeah. I mean, you're not playing like a behemoth, though.
No, I know. But you're still, be, you're still I, a 10-point
like
underdog.
I feel like it would be more pro if it was they were going up against a blue blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Creighton is blue.
You're right.
Blue but, Jays.
I mean, it's kind of like they would you normally be the underdog in this part of the tournament.
So Mark Sears, by the way, back in, got poked in the eye on a loose ball. So he went to the locker room. He's back in. Under 8 media timeout has just gone by. And San Diego State with a 3-point lead over Alabama. And now an offensive foul. This game is
a terrible game.
And this is exactly what we wanted.
Yeah, this is
exactly what we wanted.
Watch.
The ugliness. We wanted the ugly, ugly game to take place here. That's a bad call. We'll take
it's
it.
A terrible call.
We'll take it. Alabama, Mark Sears just called for an offensive foul.
San Diego State needs new sneakers, too. They got more guys that are on the floor tonight. Jesus.
Kevin O'Connell in the building there. Former San Diego State QB, now Vikings head coach. So there you go. See? Got to get the good mojo. Got to get an NFL head coach.
Where is this being played at?
Louisville. Oh, good Lord. My God. This is, once again, betting on San Diego State makes you take Tums. I need some heartburn medicine.
I'm just glad I took the under.
I need a new pen. I threw it against the wall.
I'm just glad I took the under. Never in doubt, baby. Never in doubt.
I really don't like you very much at all. Three overtimes coming from Louisville. As Alabama cuts the lead down to 1, 7 minutes to go. It is VSIN primetime.
This is VSIN primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSIN, the sports betting network.
Get everything you need to bet on baseball this season with our MLB betting guide. It's available now and has futures, team previews, and best bets. Steve Mackinnon has power ratings on every team. Plus, Adam Burke breaks down how the new MLB rules impact bettors. Whether you bet baseball every day or are looking for valuable future bets, our betting guide has it all. Sign up today and get full access to VSIN for 30 days for only $19 at vsin.com/subscribe. Alongside Sean King, I am Tim Murray. It is VSIN prime time. Miami leading Houston right now by 9, 47-38. Just started the second half there in where are they playing that? That's in Kansas City. By the way, San Diego State leading Alabama, ladies and gentlemen, with 4:18 to go in this game. And I'm on San Diego State. I've been on them all week. Wrote it up for the website. Hopefully we can finish it. That's going to be a charge. No, they did not call it. Nope, did they? No, they did not. Wow. San Diego State now leading by 7 over the number 1 overall seed and the betting favorite to win the national championship. And now they have, wow, that's a good block from Brandon Miller. That guy's pretty good. So right now we have San Diego State leading Alabama by 7, Miami leading Houston by 9, Sean. These are the last two number one seeds remaining, Kansas and Purdue already gone, and we'll see if either one can
fitting.
Survive it.
This is fitting because all year long we said this was as much parity as we'd seen in college basketball, and it would be fitting that no number one seed made the Final Four.
It would be.
That makes sense to me. Actually, none made the Elite Eight. Forget the Final Four.
Houston has more time to work with here, down by, 9? They just got an and one. So they are down by 7 with 17:53
to go.
A long
way to go to cover that close to number 8.
Yeah, 6 points. That is true. That is true.
A long way to go there, buddy.
So hopefully.
At least we got one win tonight. We got the under. In San Diego State, Alabama. I mean, they're at 113 with under 4 minutes left in the game. So total closed at what, 137 and a half?
I know you're doing this on purpose.
No, I'm serious. We got plenty of cushion here. We're good.
What is wrong with you? Just because you mush things. And so what Chris Andrews said, a man who's been doing this longer than you've been doing this, he said it's got to be, you're doing this disingenuous.
No.
Oh, yeah, no, you are.
No.
No, you are. Because you're trying to get the mush stink off of you, which you have properly owned, you know, time after time. You just can't help mushing people. Sorry to anyone who had North Texas under earlier this week.
Yeah, that was overtime.
Yeah, well, as I said, on the air, Sean, it's a two-point game. This could go to overtime as Houston
goodness.
Blows a alley-oop.
Come Jeez, on. Big fella.
Houston down four. So we saw Alabama make a run out of the chute to regain the lead, and Houston on a 7-0 run here, Sean. We're going to close out the show taking a final look.
I'm just going to watch the game.
Xavier, Texas, and Princeton, Creighton. Looking ahead to tomorrow, Sean, we've got Florida Atlantic, Kansas State, and UConn and Gonzaga. BetMGM still has FAU as a 2.5-point underdog. It is pretty much two across the board. Still, there's some 1.5s out there, including Chris Andrews' shop over at the South Point. I'm going to write this game up for the website, Sean. I'm going to be on FAU.
Yeah, I'm on FAU money line. I think it's a letdown spot for Kansas State.
So, you know, the way I look at it, too, Marquise Noel, 19 assists, set the NCAA record yesterday for most assists in a game. I'm really interested to see how he responds to the ankle injury, Sean, as you think back to, you know, he was hobbling around, played through it, the adrenaline was there. Do you think the ankle is an issue at all for Marquise Noel tomorrow night against Kansas State?
It didn't look like it. It looked like he ended the game okay.
Is that adrenaline? Does that ankle?
I mean, he's had time to get some treatment on it. He didn't look like he was in pain when I saw him at the post-game presser. You know, after the game, it looked like he was walking okay. So
that's something to keep an eye on. And I mentioned this. The assist percentage for Kansas State is 63.9%. That's seventh best in the country.
San Diego State's going to win this game outright.
FAU on the other side, 34.9%, Sean, as it's now 62-55 with 3:30 to go in this one. Aztecs with the lead. FAU plays man-to-man defense, got a ton of guards, and I think Marquise Noel, I'm sure, will have a quality game. I have a feeling that it's not going to be as easy as Matt Bradley gets his first bucket of the game to increase San Diego State's lead to 9, 64-55. Mark Sears, he does the...
This game is going to go over.
The head fake.
I'm going to get hosed.
So, 64-55 right now. San Diego State with the lead over Alabama. And... it's a score in the
I don't understand
game.
Why 51, San Diego 45. State doesn't realize they have the lead. Like, they should be taking all of these possessions down to at least 12 seconds before they get involved with their offense. I mean, they're shooting it with less than 5-6 seconds coming off the shot clock. Like, there's some offensive juggernaut.
Alabama missing free throws. 9-point lead for San Diego State, folks.
Like, let's see if they actually use some clock this time. Or do they go for a quick shot?
9-point lead, San Diego State with the ball.
They're shooting the ball. It's 15 seconds on the clock. Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, y'all have the lead, San Diego State.
And you don't even have a side in this game. You just have the under.
No, I took San Diego State plus the points.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What made you do that? Okay, yeah. Once again,
if I play the under, I'm going to obviously play San Diego State.
They're going to
correlate.
Do you ever give a compliment?
Look at them shooting. Like, as soon as they inbound the ball, it's 50. Like, this is. Some teams are just dumb. Now they give up a two when they still should have the ball standing by half court waiting for the clock to run down.
121 right now is where we're at with this total.
Who coaches San Diego State?
Brian Dutcher.
He should get fired if he don't get this fixed.
Yes, the coach. Up by 7 against
but they're
the,
trying to blow it.
The coach
they're
up
trying
by,
to blow it.
The coach up by 7.
So hear me out. They just inbounded the ball and shot the ball with 15 seconds left.
So you're trying to fire
The coach up by seven on the number one overall seed.
If he don't get this fixed, absolutely.
The coach up by seven on the number one overall
seed. Don't blow it.
Mountain West champion.
Don't blow it.
Right. Got it. I just want to.
Do you not? Do you agree or disagree?
I just want
that they should be utilizing more clock.
I just want to make sure I was consuming.
They came down.
The proper.
If they were utilizing the clock, it'd be under 2 minutes left in the game right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't have given up that fast break on a long rebound. The clock is more important than shots.
I just need San Diego State to stay within the number, baby. And if we can knock out Alabama in the process, that'd be nice. Right away, Houston at the free throw line right now, 51-45. Real quickly, take a look at UConn and Gonzaga, Sean. This line sitting at UConn 2 has moved in favor of the Huskies. And everyone that's come through here has really liked the matchup that UConn has against Gonzaga. Is this ultimately going to be a underdog that nobody wants to touch in the Zags?
Yeah, I'm going with the over in this game.
Oh, you're changing your tune.
Yeah. Gonzaga's only hope is to make this a shootout. Make those big guys have to chase Timmy up and down the floor. It's the only hope they got. And then UConn's a team that plays with good tempo, too. They just put up, 88 versus Arkansas?
Yeah.
By the way, in the Miami-Houston game, the teams are combined 14 of 14 from the free throw line, Tim.
Good teams make their free throws.
As Houston continues Houston to is, unnecessarily shoot
Houston
threes.
Houston has fallen in love with the
every
three
Every time
in this game.
Down the floor.
By
it,
the way,
makes no
San
sense.
Diego State just took a 9-point lead, 66-57 in that one.
Doesn't matter. They shouldn't be shooting.
Wow.
Hold the ball, San Diego State.
I would imagine this is going to be a possession where they slow it down. Brandon Jeez. Miller just missed a 3-9-point lead
123.
For San Diego State.
I got, a 14-point cushion? From my under?
Yeah, I think
they're
so.
They're at 123, right? Now watch them shoot before. Look at this. What are they doing? What are they doing?
Sean, there's 8 seconds left.
Yeah, I know.
Shot
only reason Bradley didn't shoot because he couldn't. I mean, the lack of basketball IQ that's being demonstrated right now
they ran,
by the Aztecs.
They had a. They
no,
ran,
Bradley was trying to shoot the ball.
Trying, but he didn't.
Yeah, because he couldn't.
I don't know what eyeballs you have in your head.
The ones that are watching the game that knows what they're looking at.
Good Lord.
Houston's within two, by the way.
51-49, Miami with a 2-point lead over the Houston Cougars. It is VSIN primetime. We'll be back. Wrap things up here. Take a look at the evening slate.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This is VSiN Primetime with Tim Murray and Sean King on VSiN, the sports betting network.
There's no better time to hit the court for some exciting action in college basketball. Sign up with BetMGM using bonus code VSIN100 and place your first bet on March matchups. If your wager loses, you'll still receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets. Find out why March is the most magical month in sports and take your shot at thrilling tournament wins. Eligibility restrictions apply. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, New York, and Ontario. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Colorado, Washington, D.C., Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Maryland, Mississippi, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wyoming, 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona, 1-800-522-4700 in Kansas and Nevada, 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa, 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. Wrapping things up here on VSiN Primetime, 57.9 seconds to go. San Diego State with a four-point lead over Alabama.
They're trying to blow it. Oh, they're trying to blow
Alabama's it. Throwing pressure at them. They just got called for a foul, did Alabama. As for the other game, Miami is a -5.5 favorite right now.
Miami's going to win outright.
Nigel Pack is 7-for-9 from three. For Houston, who entered today as the second-best defensive three-point team in the country, Miami is shooting 9-for-19. And once again, Nigel Pack, 7-for-9, Sean, in this game. I'll just point this out. Here at Circa today, I looked at the futures odds.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama was +340. Houston was 4-1. UConn, 5-1. And I'll tell you what. UConn will look pretty good at 5-1 if you're able to play that prior to these games. If the score in both these games holds, that's a big if, but just you have the chance.
Let me ask you a question. 55 seconds left. Who wins this Alabama-San Diego State game?
Hopefully no overtime. That's all I hope. San Diego State, if they lose this game, it's a debacle.
Well, they're trying to.
They are.
Yeah.
Look, and it's we've seen plenty of teams.
And it should be about 30 less seconds on the clock.
Down the stretch.
When you were acting like I was being absurd. Yeah. Instead of 55 seconds, it'll be about 30-something seconds.
I just need San Diego State to, 3-pointer on the way. No good. It's now a 2-point game. 66-64. Captain Mush over here was talking about how this game was a dead under.
Oh, it's over. It's going over.
Well, if they go to overtime.
Because they're going to foul. Like, that's the thing. Like, they're going to foul. Told you. I don't know why they're fouling,
they
but they
foul.
Are. Yeah, but they are.
60.
See, Nick Saban wouldn't have fouled there. With the way San Diego State struggles to handle the ball, I don't know why he would foul him there.
All right, still to come tonight. Any plays you have for tonight? You had Texas money line.
I got Texas money line tonight. No, I got Texas money line tonight. And then
Creighton and Princeton.
I actually laid the points with Creighton.
Okay.
I think Princeton's outmatched here.
Matt Bradley hits a free throw, 67-64. So you're now at 131.
I got 6 points. It's over.
Total 137.
Yep, yep, yep. Dead under game.
62.
Going over because of stupidity by San Diego State.
How did Miami get the ball back? Houston's in real trouble right now. Real trouble. Nigel Pack is just unstoppable.
Miami's going to cover the number that Houston had.
Is Nigel Pack from Kansas City or something like that? Because he ain't missing. Now they're opening up. I mean, they're just...
They're playing good basketball.
Wow.
Yeah, they're playing really good basketball.
Good night, Houston.
Brandon Miller misses a three out of bounds. That's going to be off Alabama. 34.1 seconds to go. And right now we're looking at
this. This is really good basketball by Miami here.
Yeah.
Because Pac didn't force it. Wong didn't like the closeout. Thought it was too close. Goes to the rim. Instead of forcing a layup, he kicks it out to the right guy. Like, Miami's playing good basketball. I don't think I gave Larrañaga enough credit for how good a coach he is. Because individually, Miami's not a very good basketball team. But the sum of all their pieces equal a really good whole.
Carrying the water for the ACC.
Well, yeah, because Duke got cheated by the refs.
Right. I mean, it's good. It would have been embarrassing when they lost to FAU.
They might have. I'd have liked for us to earn the right to try.
Could have made some shots. By the way, Houston is in a lot of trouble right now.
Oh, they're done.
A lot of trouble.
They're cooked.
Yeah. It is a 12-point lead. Houston, I mean, outside of that, it's so interesting because I think the market went against Alabama, which looks to be right, and then the market went against Miami, which looks to be very wrong in this spot.
By the way, that was a terrible call on Houston in that game.
Yeah.
But it don't matter.
Houston needs to overcome a 12-point deficit here.
We got us a little review here in Alabama and San Diego State, Tim.
So still to come tonight, Xavier in Texas. Once again, Texas laying 4. Creighton, a 10-point favorite. Total, 140.5 in Princeton, Creighton. And Xavier is at 148. We got some Ryan Kalkbrenner. We got some props on him. His over-under for points is 16. Ryan Nemhart, 12.5. Sully Boom, 16.5. By the way, if you played any Nigel Pack props, you're in good shape because he has gone over that. Matt Bradley bringing it up, and San Diego State, are they not fouling? There they go.
We're trying to preserve my under.
25. Houston's done. Houston's
cooked.
All 4 number one seeds
out.
Could be gone.
Out. All 4 out. Let's go ahead and speak it into existence.
Yep.
All 4 out. None made the Elite Eight. And we should have saw this coming.
I bet San Diego State.
Well, I'm talking about, you took the points. You didn't take them on the money line. I'm talking about
by the way
the season played out.
If you gave out San Diego State on this show, I mean, the unsufferable nature that you would have been.
I played San Diego State plus the points. I just didn't give it out as an official play.
God. Hey, but congratulations on the Bailey call. I mean, what a genius.
Well, it's the right call. Miami hit another 3.
Miami is running away and hiding against. It is.
What was Miami alternate point spread tonight? Jeez.
I mean, their money line was 300, so 69-64, 24 seconds to go. Bama going to go right to the
block it.
10.
There
it's
we go.
Blocked. It's now a foul. San Diego State putting the finishing touches here. 69-64. So we're looking at right now 133. Total wise, this game closed 137.5.
Yeah.
Mensah gets a big block.
Does it stay under?
I
mean, Alabama, if he makes,
if he
these
makes
two
both
free
these
throws,
free throws
and Alabama misses, they shouldn't foul.
If Alabama misses, but they could go right to the
But see, here's
here.
Where them taking those early shots kills me. They took those 2 shots. Remember I said they should be working down the shot clock? They took those shots for 15 seconds. It'd probably be like 1 second left in this game.
Oh, that would have made it a 20-point lead for Miami.
It's good for Houston. Wow. I didn't believe in Houston anyway. I got 53 points.
You laid the points with them.
Just my overall opinion was not sustainable.
Oh, my God.
All right. Shoot a long 3 and miss, Alabama. Miss it. All right, get the rebound. Don't foul.
Don't foul.
Oh.
7 seconds to go. We got some serious total implications here. 71-64. Sean has been saying this game was an under from the start of the game. We now have free throws coming.
Oh, man.
And we'll see if Alabama has a chance. By the way, Houston finally gets a bucket to make it a 15-point deficit right now, heading into with 8:50 to go.
Can he miss these?
Big free throws here for the total.
Miss these.
There
yes!
you go.
There we go.
Yeah,
there we go. Where are we at? 135?
135.
137.5.
So free throw here.
Miss it. Okay. Play a little defense. Brandon Miller, you better not. Bad as you played today, you better not make that. Okay.
No good.
Under, never in doubt.
San Diego State.
Under, never in doubt.
Pulls off the upset. Down goes Alabama, 71-64 on the money line. San Diego State entering today was, I believe, around plus.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
How did San Diego State end up with 72 points? Or 71, my bad. I don't even know how they got there.
Good
but
job.
Under, never in doubt, just like I called it.
God, thank God it's the weekend. Hey, your partner wrote up San Diego State's been telling you all week. San
Good
Diego
job.
State. No, that's right.
Great job.
Hey, man. You know, but you called Bailey over, so, you know.
Great job.
All man. I had to hear was that 17,000 times today. Miami up 14. Are they going to hold on and win this one? Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds next.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.